Turning to Alice, our Alice Miller readings. And this is continuing her concluding comments, which are not really concluding, but she has a lot to say, so she found she had to add these additional essays. Quote from Alice, "People who have been pedagogically manipulated as children are not aware as adults of all that can be done to them. Like the individual authoritarian father, leader figures in whom the masses see their own father actually embody the avenging child who needs the masses for his own purposes of revenge. And this second form of dependence, the dependence of the great leader on his childhood, on the unpredictable nature of the unintegrated, enormous potential for hatred within him, is decidedly a very great danger. The optimistic aspects of my investigations must not be overlooked, however. In all I have read in recent years about the childhood of criminals, even of mass murderers, I have been unable to find anywhere the beast, the evil child whom pedagogues believe they must educate to be good." Quote unquote. "Everywhere I find defenseless children who were mistreated in the name of child rearing, and often for the sake of the highest ideals. My optimism is based on the hope that public opinion will no longer tolerate the cover-up of child abuse, and my comment, but with our broad lens, we see that unless we get power off our backs, this needed shift in public opinion cannot happen." That's seeing reality. Continuing. So she's hoping that public opinion will no longer tolerate the cover-up of child abuse in the name of child rearing, once it has been recognized that, one, child rearing is basically directed not toward the child's welfare, but toward satisfying the parent's needs for power and revenge. And two, not only the individual child is affected, we can all become future victims of this mistreatment.